Okay, so here is the observer, naked eye observer, right? And this is the light coming from a distant star. And we collect with our naked eye only small amount of the total energy emitted by the star, because all of star's energy is emitted, it's broadcast uniformly throughout the space. So at a large distance from it, you receive only a tiny amount of that energy. And the question is, how can we perhaps gather more light, more starlight into our eye? And there are basically two ways to do that. We can use refraction of light, bending, as it passes from one medium to another, or we can use the reflection of light by mirrors. Okay, so say that here we have on one side air, and on the other side we have glass, right, denser medium. And say that there is a ray of light falling from less dense medium onto this boundary between less dense and more dense medium. And it turns out that what this ray of light would do in passing from less dense to more dense medium, it will bend towards the vertical. So that this angle here is smaller than the incident angle here. Why does it do that? It does that because the propagation, the speed of propagation through a medium is less than the speed of propagation through air, through a less dense medium. And you can understand this through an analogy. Suppose that you work as a lifeguard, and here is the shore, and here is the lifeguard. And then there is a person in water who is in trouble, who is screaming, "Help!" Now, you want to reach the person who is drowning or is in trouble in the shortest possible time. That's your goal, right? That should be your strategy, to get to this person in the shortest possible time. You also know, well, most people run faster than they can swim. So then the wrong strategy would not be to go in a straight line. You can actually minimize the time by running a little bit longer on the shore, because you can run faster, so that you reduce the distance that you have to swim. So in order to minimize the time, you run a little bit longer on the shore, and then you swim the rest of the way to the person. Why? Because you can run faster on the ground than you can swim. And that's exactly what the light does. You can actually formulate a theory of light propagation where you say that the light propagates so that it goes from a point A to point B in the shortest possible time. It's so-called Fermat principle that governs, say, the way the light behaves. Okay? So it's the same basically strategy as the one that would be used by a lifeguard who is trying to help a person, right? So he would not go in a straight line because that line will not does not minimize time. That's why the light refracts in going from less dense to a more dense medium. So you can use refraction to actually channel the light collected to more light into your eye. So let's look into the detail how we can use refraction to channel more light. Okay, so here are the light rays coming from the star. It is at such great distance from us that we can assume that near the object of any earthly size, they're essentially parallel to each other. And then you shape a more dense medium such that all of these rays would, through refraction, be all collected in the same point, so-called focal point. Okay? So what the lens does, it using the refraction, the bending of light, it can actually channel all the light rays into the same point that is called focal point. Okay? So that way, by using a lens, I could collect all of this light into a single point. If I didn't have lens there, then all the light that I would that would reach this point, if my eye is here, would be basically just this ray here. So you can see how using lenses and refraction, you can gather more light into your eye that you place in the focal point. Okay, so the light rays arriving at the lens are all parallel to each other. Then each one of them is bent just by the right amount. And all the rays are collected in this single point that is called focus or focal point. And the distance between the lens and the focal point, this distance here, is called focal length. So the focal length of a lens is the distance between the lens and its focal point.